I had. I certainly didn't have the relationship that Ryan Coogler had with it. You know, he'd sit down and watch those films with his father and had such a rich relationship with them. But I remember seeing Rocky One. To me, that was a film just about love. It was a love story between Rocky and Adrian, and boxing was the backdrop. So I remember that one most prominently. And I don't know how it is here, but in the States, they're constantly on television. And they are the kind of films that sometimes you have a hard time turning off if they're on. So I had seen them in stops and starts as a kid. But it was only when I got cast that I went back and watched the whole, you know, series straight through, and then realized kind of why they have had such an influence on people and why they've meant so much to people for 40 years. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's played over and over and over again. And I know when I went to Philly with a friend of mine, a director, he said, we have to do the stair run.
Did you do it?
We did.
I'm impressed. I haven't even done it. And I was there for like 3.5 months shooting the movie. Now I feel like a bad member of this franchise.
No, not at all. So Sly Stallone's in the film. So that's an amazing thing as well. And you play opposite Michael B. Jordan. Yeah. So what is your role, Tessa?
I play Bianca, who's a Philly-based singer-songwriter, you know, a real sort of self-assured young woman who's really independent and working really, really hard on her first record and trying to make her, you know, make her way as a musician. And she is the neighbor to Michael B. Jordan's character, Adonis, and at first kind of reluctantly, but surely falls in love with him in the course of the movie and is his girlfriend.
So, what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid of taking on a name and losing. They'll call me a fraud, fake Creed.
What do you think about what's true? You love to fight, right? Yeah, it makes you happy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you are Apollo Creed's son, right?
Yes.
So then use the name. It's yours.
How did it feel your first day on set? You know, you've got Sly Stallone there and Michael B. Jordan. There's a lot of fuss, in inverted commas, kind of around him. So, you know, great right. Cast. How was it on that first day?
It was incredible. You know, my first day shooting, I had been in Philadelphia at that point for about a month and a half doing research, because, of course, I play, a Philly girl. And before flying there, I'd never been to Philadelphia. So I spent a month and a half just getting a sense of the place. I would learn the dialect by going to, you know, hair salons, nail salons, and sneakily making voice memos of women talking there. I went to as many music venues as I could go to, basically all of them, and just hung out in the city and kind of fell in love with Philadelphia in the course of it. So by the time I got to ready to shoot, I was so excited and ready to, you know, really ready to get going on the work. I so wanted to work with Ryan and Michael both after seeing Fruitvale Station. So it was truly a dream come true. And the first day was, you know, exciting, jittery as they always are, but just really exciting. Felt really right from the start.
He's a great director, Ryan, isn't he?
And, yeah, he's so talented.
He is very. And I spoke to him a few months back, and it's amazing, isn't it, to know that this is his new film. And, you know, even when you just look at the storyline and the cast list, it makes Rocky feel so fresh and current.
Yeah. And it was something, you know, the movies meant so much to him growing up, and he had such a good reason to tell this story. You know, it's really kind of a love letter to his father, which I thought was so unique. You know, there's always a danger with franchises that they get kind of stale, that they become about Hollywood, you know, just trying to crank out something new because there's an audience for it. And this wasn't the case with this film. I mean, it wasn't a movie that MGM was looking to make. And certainly Sly thought that he had put the character to rest, but Ryan came up with such a compelling idea that was really heartfelt and came from his own life experience. And so in that way, I think it's kind of an interesting mix of generations, you know.